From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading The Rainbow Trail by Zane Grey. Before we begin, let me tell you that these tapes are not recorded in Dolby, so for best listening quality, if your machine is equipped with Dolby noise reduction, turn it off. Now, let's begin with The Rainbow Trail. Forward. The spell of the desert comes back to me, as it always will come. I see the veils like purple smoke in the canyons, and I feel the silence. And it seems that again I must try to pierce both, and to get at the strange wild life of the last American wilderness, wild still almost as it ever was. While this romance is an independent story, yet readers of Writers of the Purple Sage will find in it an answer to a question often asked. I wish to say also that this story has appeared serially in a different form in one of the monthly magazines under the title of The Desert Crucible. Zane Grey, June 1915. The Rainbow Trail, Chapter 1, Red Lake. Shefford halted his tired horse and gazed with slowly realizing eyes. A league-long slope of sage rolled and billowed down to Red Lake, a dry red basin denuded and glistening, a hollow in the desert, a lonely and desolate door to the vast, wild, and broken upland beyond. All day Shefford had plodded onward with a clear horizon line, a thing unattainable, and 4 days before that he had ridden the wild bare flats and climbed the rocky desert benches. The great colored reaches and steps had led endlessly onward and upward through dim and deceiving distance. 100 miles of desert travel, with its mistakes and lessons and intimations, had not prepared him for what he now saw.